David's pen tapped against his notepad as the afternoon sun sank over the glittering waters of the Hudson. The horn of a barge honked, the sound muffled and far away.
I don't know, Mitchell said.
He sounded disappointed.
Snooping around social media and snitching to the cops, is that the best we can do?
That's not exactly in the spirit of the Elders of Zion.
We need to fight the bad guys head on.
Jordan scoffed. We could wear capes and beat up thugs in the streets. Mitchell's eyes lit up.
Now you're talking.
For the record, I was being sarcastic. The Elders of Zion didn't have superpowers and neither do we.
I thought you said they never existed.
Mitchell flashed the whites of his eyes, convinced he'd caught Jordan out.
And neither does Batman.
David said, Mitchell has a point. A secret society should have real power. The trio shouldn't be just another neighborhood watch.
Mitchell said, yeah, we should be like the Punisher.
Jordy snorted. Why not Superman? At least he was created by Jews.
He was?
Sure, like the Golem of Prague, a hero with superhuman strength who protects the powerless. Only the golem was made of clay. Come to think of it, Mitch, you have a lot in common with a golem.
Hey, watch it.
Guys, David said, we're trying to find a real way forward here. Comic books and superpowers aren't helping, and neither is your constant fighting. His friends holstered their sarcasm, and the trio pondered the problem in silence. Information is power, Jordan said. The beginnings of a smile curled David's lips. He liked this new direction. Even Mitchell got on board.
Nice. We collect embarrassing information about powerful people and blackmail them to do what we want.
Extortion is illegal, Mitch.
Jeez, Jordy. How are we supposed to run a secret society if we never break the law? That's why it's secret, so we don't get caught.
Don't be